This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. More than 50,000 Coloradans have lost their health coverage through Medicaid since the end of the public health emergency for the pandemic. Here's CPR's John Daly.
At the start of the pandemic, Congress enacted emergency provisions. That included a requirement for state Medicaid programs to keep people continuously enrolled through the end of the public health emergency in exchange for enhanced federal funding. That ended in May. As a result, more than 2 in 5 Coloradans whose coverage was up for renewal lost it for the first time since 2020. Colorado's Medicaid agency says it's been working to keep people covered and minimize the impact. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An Eagle County judge ruled the town of Vail can take over land owned by Vail Resorts. CBR Sarah Mulholland reports this ends a long-running standoff between the city and its largest employer.
The resort giant wanted to build an affordable housing complex on a plot along I-70, but the town argued that would hurt the bighorn sheep in the area. The two weren't able to agree on a solution, which left the issue to the courts. The recent ruling means the town can take possession of the land for public use, putting an end to the plan for workforce housing on the site. A spokesperson for Vail Resorts says the company respects the court's decision. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is drought-free for the first time since 2019. That's according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. State climatologist Russ Schumacher says it's good news, but the health of Colorado's river basin continues to struggle.
There's still very significant issues there. The reservoirs we have in Colorado, for example, have all filled up after our big snow this year, but those big reservoirs downstream, Lake Powell, Lake Mead, are still way below average, let alone being full.
In order to beat long-term drought, Schumacher says the state will need to see several back-to-back years with strong snow and rainfall. You're listening to CPR News. It's 7:06.